You're listening to SBS News.
Under questioning in Senate estimates, the Department of Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pazzallo admits one Aboriginal person has been quietly released from an immigration detention centre following the High Court judgment.
One person clearly met the test to the satisfaction of one of my officers, and they were released during the course of last week.
His colleague, Home Affairs General Counsel Pip DeVoe, says another 23 people currently held in detention centres are building their cases.
Generally in those matters where people have self-identified, we are negotiating with them or with their legal representatives as to obtaining the appropriate information that would be able to, as a matter of evidence and fact, determine that the reasonable suspicion can no longer be held.
The department no longer holds the power to detain or deport Indigenous people, even if they're born outside Australia and are not citizens. This is a result of the High Court case of Toms and Love last month. Both men were born overseas and convicted of violent crimes. They were sent to be deported under the government's criminal deportation policy. But the High Court ruled First Nations people could not be considered aliens under the Constitution. Claire Gibbs from Maurice Blackburn is the lawyer for the two men.
And what that means then is that the government can't use the aliens' power under the Constitution to detain or deport them.
Ms Gibbs says under the precedent set, non-citizens need to prove their First Nations roots.
Firstly, you know, the DNA. Do you have that ancestral blood connection to our first Australians? The second thing is that you have to identify as an Aboriginal person. And the third thing is to have acceptance from the Aboriginal community as an Aboriginal person.
Green Senator Nick McKim put the questions to the department on Monday night. He's advocating for the quick review of these cases.
Every day post the High Court decision that a First Nations person is detained in immigration detention, that is a day too long.
Brendan Toms, who was released last month after serving 500 days in detention, is suing the government for damages. Lucy Murray, SBS News.